Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, despite a fragile ceasefire, Gaza remains a catastrophic humanitarian disaster, with 90% of the population displaced and facing famine conditions amid widespread destruction. Tess Ingram, UNICEF's Middle East Communications Manager, has spent months witnessing the crisis firsthand and joins us now as she prepares to depart the region. Tess, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we understand you're packing up to leave Gaza tomorrow, so I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us this evening. I'm conscious that Gaza has slipped a little bit from the headlines since the ceasefire came into play in early October. How have conditions been there since then?
Unfortunately, living in a ceasefire for families in Gaza hasn't meant living in safety or living with ease. Yes, it's an improvement from what we saw before the ceasefire, but we're comparing a catastrophe to what remains a challenging situation, to say the least. It hasn't really meant an end to the airstrikes and to the shelling. More than 70 children have been killed in the past 8 weeks, 70. And this is unacceptable. Children must be protected. So We really call for the terms of this ceasefire to be adhered to and for the aid to flow, because for families on the ground, they are still struggling on a daily basis to access what they need to survive.
I know, Tess, that you've spoken about how particularly worried you are about the domino effect of this acute hunger, with malnourished mothers giving birth to premature and very low birth weight babies.
It's something I've been watching for many months now, and I see it everywhere I go in Gaza, a mum talking about how she is malnourished, but she's giving whatever food she can to her infant, about women who are struggling to breastfeed, and doctors in neonatal intensive care units telling me about the high number of babies that they have there being born early or underweight because of the mother's health. This situation is going to have a long tail, because we're still seeing high numbers of pregnant women with malnutrition, which means small and early babies are likely to be born for many, many months to come. And to get on top of that situation, we really do need to see a comprehensive response that addresses maternal health, as well as make sure that hospitals can keep the lives of babies, these premature babies, alive. And for UNICEF's part, we really are addressing that on all fronts. We're bringing in the nutrition supplies for pregnant and breastfeeding women. We're restocking neonatal intensive care units with incubators. But much more needs to be done quickly, because the crisis is still of a scale that we haven't yet addressed.
Can you tell me about Fatma? I know you've spoken about Fatma. Just to give us a sense of what you are dealing with and what people there are dealing with on a daily basis.
Fatma's a mother that I met in Gaza City a couple of weeks ago, and I was actually in the neonatal intensive care unit when she arrived. She was visiting her baby boy, Mohammed, who was born premature. He was only weighing 1.5 kilos at birth. A normal baby should weigh about 2.5 kilograms at least. And Fatma was distraught. She was so upset about Mohammed's ability to survive. She told me that during the pregnancy, she was malnourished for 3 months, and she was also displaced 3 times. And during that time, her other child, a young daughter, and her husband were killed in separate airstrikes. She had been through so much, and keeping Mohammed alive was the one thing that she's really holding on to. Thankfully, he is still doing okay. He's in the neonatal intensive care unit. But that story is one of so many I've heard of a family that has been affected by all aspects of this conflict, the ones that are so obvious, like the bombardments that are destroying buildings and killing children, but also these less obvious impacts, like the impact of malnutrition on Fatma's pregnancy and how that has affected Mohammed.
Just listening to you talk about Fatma there and thinking about the time you've spent there and what you've witnessed yourself and what you've been told other people are dealing with. It must be tough to be there, but it must be tough to leave as well and know what you're leaving behind, Tess.
It is very difficult to leave after making so many strong relationships in here in Gaza over the past 2 years. I'm heartened knowing that the UNICEF team here on the ground is phenomenal. Both the international colleagues like myself, but also our Palestinian colleagues who have endured the same challenges as everybody here in Gaza. Their family members have been killed, their homes have destroyed, and yet they're still doing everything in their power to come to work every day to support and protect children. So I leave knowing that the work will continue, but it is really difficult to say goodbye.
And again, say goodbye at this time of year, coming into the weather not being good for so many people displaced and living in such terrible conditions.
Yeah, I know that there's a heavy storm in Ireland at the moment, and there's a storm forecast to come here to Gaza tomorrow, Storm Byron, it's been named, and everyone is really bracing for that. It's going to be incredibly damaging winds and rain, and you can imagine, in Ireland at the moment, people are living at home with blankets, with heating. Here in Gaza, people are living in makeshift shelters, in tarpaulins that have holes in them, with water leaking from the roof, from the walls, coming through the floor and floodwaters. So we have really been working over the last few weeks to get people shelter. We've brought in 750,000 blankets, 250,000 tarpaulins, thousands of tents, and we're just trying to get them out to people as quick as we can before this storm hits.
Okay, we have to leave it there, Tess. Take care, be safe, and thank you for that. That's UNICEF's Tess Ingram there.